Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 88 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be starting a series on achieving exploits. We're going to be starting a series on achieving exploits. And my anchor scripture is going to be Daniel chapter 11, verse 32b. So basically the second back half of that scripture. And it says, I use the King James Version. Those that know their God shall be strong and achieve exploits. Those that know their God shall be strong and achieve exploits. They will do exploits, right? So if you really look at the dictionary, an exploit is described as a bold or a daring feat. You know, when you accomplish something that is just like, wow, that's an exploit. Where it's something that's really bold, people are like, wow, this person achieved exploits. But the thing is, besides the dictionary definition, I want to give a few definitions of my own. In fact, that's really what I'm going to spend time doing today. So my first definition of achieving an exploit means to break through something that is far beyond your capacity and your capabilities. Breaking through something that is far beyond your capacity and your capabilities. Basically, it means that you're able to achieve much with very little. If you look at the book of Judges chapter 7, you'll learn about Gideon and the 300 men. Gideon and the 300 men, they were vastly outnumbered by the enemy, but that didn't mean much for them. In spite of that, they were able to achieve a great victory. That's an exploit. Or if you look at the book of 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 8, the Bible talks about the mighty men of David. One of them, referred to in this scripture I just mentioned, 2 Samuel 23 verse 8, was Adino the Isnite. He lifted up his spear, he killed 800 people in one go, right? So the thing is, one thing I think I want to say here is, maybe one lesson I would like to draw from all these things is, you're a human being. These people were singular individuals and they were able to achieve great things. So the way you look, your background, the way things are for you right now, are not an indication of who you truly are. Right? You need to remember that you are worth more than your perception. You may look small now, but your looks do not determine your level of achievement. You may have like a bad background, but your background does not determine the level of your achievement. The thing is, when Joseph was entering the land of Egypt, when people saw him, they'll say, yeah, Joseph the slave. But in due time, he became prime minister in Egypt. So it's just something to keep in mind that who you are physically, or what your background is, or what your past is, it's not going to place a limitation on your destiny. You can still achieve great things regardless of what your past has been from. And as you'll see, there's no one that God cannot take and completely transform their lives. That'll probably be one of the things we'll address in part two of this series, the next time we have a podcast. So what else does it mean to achieve exploits? Well, achieving exploits means getting results that are much better than people of comparable pedigree. Getting results that are much better than people of comparable pedigree. If you look at the book of Daniel chapter 1 verses 19 to 20, Daniel 1 verses 19 to 20, it talks about Daniel and his friends, right? The Bible says that in all matters of learning and wisdom, amongst the wise men, they were found to be 10 times better, 10 times better, right? So that means they were amongst people that were of comparable ability, people that were all wise men, but they were 10 times better, right? So he himself and his four friends, they were among the wise men, but their results were far better. If you're the kind of person where you're at the place of work, you're at the same level with like 10 other people in your department, but you notice that there's really something unusual about you and your results, that's a person that's achieving exploits. And the thing is, when you are the best amongst your contemporaries, you are the one that people are going to want to promote. That's just the truth. The person that is the best is typically the candidate for promotion. What else does it mean to achieve exploits? Well, achieving exploits means to succeed in an unusually tough environment. To succeed in an unusually tough environment. It's basically like succeeding where other people have failed. If you look at the book of Genesis chapter 26, if you look at verse 1 and verse 12. So Genesis 26 verse 1 and verse 12. In verse 1, you see that there was a big famine in the land. Big famine in the land. But in verse 12, the Bible says that it was in that same land of famine that Isaac sowed and reaped 100+ fold, and that God blessed him. Right? So there was famine, but it did not mean that Isaac was not prospering. In fact, let me tell you this. The fact that many people are falling down does not mean you should fall as well. Right? I mean, even in a period of widespread failure, there are people that are still succeeding. There was a plague going through the land of Egypt. But the Israelites, when they were in the land of Goshen, they were prospering, they were doing well. When the financial crisis hit in 2008 in the US, there were people losing everything, losing their entire livelihood. But there were some people that were joining the Forbes list of billionaires during that time frame. So it's just very important to be mindful of this. I mean, like, even there's this part of the Bible that says, while men are saying there's a casting down, you'll be saying that there's a lifting up, right? So the thing is, the fact that everyone is being cast down does not mean you cannot be lifted up in the midst of those cast down men. So that's achieving an exploit. What else does it mean to achieve exploits? Well, achieving exploits means to achieve what others have never achieved. To achieve what others have never achieved. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, 1 Samuel 17, many of us know the story. It's the story of David and Goliath. Goliath had taunted the army of Israel for days. No one was able to stand against him. But then David showed up with a sling and a stone, killed him, cut off his head, right? After that, David did not remain small, right? The thing is, when you achieve exploits like this, your levels change, right? You achieve something that has never been achieved. Let's say you discover a cure for an incurable disease. You're going to be put on the map afterwards. That is just the truth, right? So the thing is, if you want to break barriers and limitations in life, if you want to achieve exploits in life, you know, you shouldn't even have the goal of achieving exploits in just one year of your life. You want to have the goal of achieving exploits in multiple domains of your life, in every domain of your life, right? So really, in the next podcast, we're going to talk about some specific practical steps you can take to achieve exploits. And again, one of the first things you can do on your path to achieving exploits is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we live in a competitive world. The person that can be the greatest ally, that can help you achieve far more than you can on your own, is the Lord Jesus. So if you want to take that first step today, I encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone that is listening to this podcast, including myself. Father, give me the grace to be a doer of your word. In every area of my life, help us, oh God. In every area of our lives, help us to achieve exploits. Let us not be at the back burner in life. Your word says that we shall be the head and not the tail. We shall be above only and not beneath. Lord, give us the grace to be above only. Give us the grace to be the head in everything that we do, because we're achieving exploits. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. We commit the week into your hands. Have your way in our lives. Glorify your name. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. So for those that have just said the prayer of salvation, congratulations. You're a child of God. You know, find a Bible. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is amazing. Read it, do what it says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. Find a Bible-believing church. Fellowship with other believers. Don't find just a church, because there are many churches that they preach things that are not consistent with the word of God. So find a Bible-believing church. Spend time with other believers. Do what God's word says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. So thank you for listening to me. Have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. Shalom.